kind of a long drive, a little bit more than 2 hours on the road, but we made it here, and we are in good shape. We're looking down upon Wilson High School field here, and made a mention that the grass is nice and green, and they said, oh, yeah, the irrigation system is working just fine. So, Jeff Sands, we got a District 6 tilt here tonight that's going to be played out right in front of us.
Yeah, another beautiful Friday night here in Southeast Iowa. Couldn't ask for a better night for football, getting on week 5 of 1A football over here. The Rockets come in at 3-1 against the 4-0 Wilton team. Wilton's 2-0, tied with Regina at the top of District 6. Coming in, Eddyville is 1-1, looking to get back on that winning streak after coming off a tough loss to Regina last weekend. Hopefully we can get back in the race for the District 6 playoffs.
Wilton comes into the ninth game with a record of 4-0, 2-0 in District 6 competition. They've got the black pants on with black jerseys, blue numerals, and they've got blue hats on with a white stripe on the middle. The Rockets in their white away jerseys, black pants as well, and they've got the black hat with the EBF Rocket insignia on both sides. And we're just about ready for the Star Spangled Banner here. And Rockets sporting a 3-2 record on the year thus far. They had wins over Cardinal, Pleasantville, and Lindenville Sully. And they had a loss last week to Iowa City Regina. And
just 3-1. Don't get it to yourself.
3-1. Okay. Excuse me. 3-1.
Not 3-2. This is.
And the national anthem is just about underway here. It is homecoming 2013 for Wilton High School, and they've got the large flag out on the field, the Boy Scouts of America holding that flag, and kind of a pretty sight there, Coach Sands.
Yeah, not something you see a lot of high school football games, at least the games that we've been to. It's kind of a nice little change of pace getting that big flag. It was probably about almost 20 yards long and probably 10 yards deep. It was a nice sight.
Alluding back to last week there, the Rockets entertained Iowa City Regina, the number one ranked team in the state on the polls this year. Wilton is coming in with rated 5th in the state. Eddyville Blakesburg is going to have their hands full. Last week, things didn't start off too good, but had some success on that opening drive. They went 3-and-out, had a run into the kicker, which gave them a first down. And the Rockets were able to march down to about the 22-yard line. And from there, they struggled a little bit. So they struggled a little bit. And then Iowa City was able to not run it well, but they passed it well. Marv Cook's son, his son, the quarterback, 6 feet, 4 inches. And he was able to throw his passes with pinpoint accuracy. And moved the ball down. They put up 42 points against the Rockets. And then later on in the fourth quarter, the Rockets were able to put through a couple of scores to make it 42-12 in favor of the Regals. But I think the main thing is the kids didn't come out too bad on the injury-wise. There was some talk of concussion. There was also talk about a little bit of shoulder problem with Ty Yeager. But all in all, they came through pretty healthy.
Yeah, what we really need to focus on tonight is taking care of the mistakes. You know, last week we had a lot of, well, I shouldn't say a lot, there weren't a lot of penalties being called by the officials, but there were a few places where we had some key mistakes that kind of stalled some drives on us. And against these quality teams, you need to take care of those to keep yourself in the ballgame tonight. We need to clean that up. Offensively, I think we need to take care of that line of scrimmage, and defensively as well. I think if we do a good job controlling the line of scrimmage, we'll have a good shot in this game tonight.
All right. There's beautiful weather. It's in the mid-70s. The breeze is out of the south, and the Rockets are going to kick off right away to start this ball game. Louis Winkleman going to tee it up for the Rockets tonight. Got a program on the Wilton football team. Kind of an impressive picture there with the background. They've got kind of a cool scoreboard for a high school team. But they got some graphics that they can put on there, and fairly large. You can see that puppy from quite a ways away. But, it's got the kids' picture name and got the jersey number of the kids. So kind of a nice thing that they've got over there. As they do an introduction, Rocket Faithful across the way, everybody can sit in the seats. There's plenty of seats over there. We saw some people in the fields west of Iowa City, but then once we got east of Iowa City, it kind of shut off again on the farming, getting the harvest out. So consequently, the harvest is just about set, just about ready to go as Wilton comes through with their introductions, and we're just about ready to get going with Rocket Football here on KIIC.3. We're glad you're with us. You can give us a shout out at 641-660-7764, and we'll talk to you a little bit about what's going on here at Wilton, Iowa. If you don't know where Wilton is, it's straight north of Muscatine, Iowa. Muscatine sits right on the river, and then there's a little bit of a bow in the river. But Wilton is close enough to the mighty Mississippi that you might as well say that they like the water as well.
Right on the river. Yeah, it was a little bit of a trek over here. You said luckily we avoided a little bit of the farm traffic, so we didn't end up being too late. It was pretty nip and tuck. We pretty much walked into the press box, set the equipment up, and dialed the phone number to get right on time.
We're glad we didn't see any troopers out and about because they would have had a heyday with us. All right, Louis Winkleman talking to his troops. Two guys are back deep for the Beavers here in their homecoming, and they said shut off the music. It might have been a little bit too much of a ram-tam going on over the loudspeakers. Rockets break the huddle, and Winkleman is about 6-7 yards back. Got the left-footed soccer-style kick just about ready to go, and we're underway here at Wilton. The end-over-end is, comes down to about the 11-yard line. The guy takes it up over on the far side, gets hit and spun by Corey Archer. He gets out of it, and then he's cleaned up at about the 15, 16-yard line. Good job by Archer.
Yeah, nice job there. They're going to give him a forward progress almost to the 18, it looks like, but nice coverage down there that time. Corey got down there and got him low around the waist and held on long enough to keep him from going anywhere and get the troops there to clean it up.
All right. The Beavers have a senior quarterback, 6'2", Tyler Hetzler. As he brings them up out of the I formation, he's got a receiver to the right, one to the left. I formation behind him. He looks over the defense, takes a snap, turns, runs a little pitch. It's a reverse coming back this way, and he sidesteps a couple of tacklers, sidesteps. The ball is on the ground. The ball is on the ground. It's picked up by the Rockets, and they have it at the ball at the 40-yard line. Rockets with a turnover right away.
Yeah, big play by the defense there. Wilton kind of caught us off guard coming around with the reverse. Luckily, Cody Brown and one other Rocket stayed home to slow him down a little bit. I couldn't see who got back here to force that fumble. But it was a nice, good hit because it was going to be a pretty good pickup for Wilton.
Might be the hit of the night. Don't forget the Block of the Week and the Stick of the Week is sponsored by the AgriPower FFA.
Well, we better figure out who that is so we can
give them we didn't even give them credit, that's for sure. Okay, Pigsley brings up his line to the scrimmage there. Maroff is split to the right side, back split behind him. They give it to Craig Van Dorn. He tries the right side, and he barely gets up to the line of scrimmage, maybe a gain of one on that first down carry. He had slim pickings there to turn it up.
Yeah, Wilton did a pretty good job of stringing that out to the far side. Craig finally turned it up in and drug a couple guys with him to get back past the line of scrimmage. Otherwise, he was going to be dropped for a loss.
Well, they didn't give him any yardage, so it's second and 10 for the Rockets. From the 40-yard line in Wilton, Rockets in a different type of set. They got guys on the corners for split. Now Van Dorn in motion. They give it to him, and there's a fumble, and Wilton says they have it, and no signal. Yes, Wilton has a fumble. Wilton has the recovery, so back-to-back turnovers on the opening possession, and Wilton is back in business at their 40-yard line.
Not exactly what you're looking for with two fumbles in the first three plays from scrimmage. Rockets with a great opportunity, give it right back to them.
Well, I don't want to harken back to last year's Sydney Kyoto game when they fumbled it four or five straight times on their first possession of each time they had the ball. Okay, Beavers up to the line of scrimmage, three receivers to the right. He follows way out here, and it's caught. Nice completion to number 80, Stoic, and they'll have a close to a first down. Like they're going to be very, very, very close to that first down yardage, and they give it to them. That's their first down of the night, and they've been averaging 14 yards on a completion, so they're a little bit under their average there on that first play, but they're up to the line of scrimmage immediately in Rocket territory. Turns around and hands it off to the I-back. Nice tackle there by number 23 for the
Glosser,
yep.
And nice job of Glosser staying home that time on the far side, turning them up in, then going to make the tackle.
Okay. Here comes the Beavers up to the line of scrimmage. Makes a snap, looks to throw, swings it behind him to the running back. He makes two people miss, and another. He's got some speed. He's still on his feet. He's running right through the defense, and he gets another first down. Oh, my goodness gracious. He just took that pass like a long handoff and made something out of nothing.
Yeah, there were probably seven or eight Rockets that had a chance to bring him down and had their hands on him. He did a nice job of keeping his legs turning. And finally, there were about five or six Rockets that got a hold of him and were able to stop him about the 35-yard line.
First and 10 indeed from the Rocket 35. And Wilton is cooking with gas here in the early going of the first quarter. Man in motion now. They take a high snap. Quarterback tucks it under. And he's got some good yardage again. And he's past the 30, past the 25. He's at close to that first down again. They're giving him the first down, Coach.
Like we talked about at the beginning, we need to control the line of scrimmage to be able to stay in this game. Right now, Wilton's doing a better job up front, manhandling our offensive line. Our linebackers need to come in and fill those holes.
Etzler, he's got some size to him at 6 feet two, 175 pounds. He was able to spread the defense out, take that ball, and weave his way through right the heart of the defense. A crossback handoff to Carter, and he's got some wheels. They're going to have to hit him quick before he gains his momentum up the field.
Yeah, another pretty good hole as he got through the line before he even getting touched. But one of the Rockets put a pretty good hit on there at the end.
I noticed that Wilton's over 4 yards to carry. So consequently, they're making their average. There goes Carter again, and right up the gut. Somebody's hitting him high. They got to get him low. And they're moving him the ball. They take him down at about the 1 yard line, and he did not go down on the first two guys carrying him.
I was going to say, I bet you there were probably 12 guys, both blue and white jerseys, in that scrum pile. It looked like a rugby match. Just pushed about 4 or 5 yards on that final drive down there. It was pretty close. I thought maybe they were going to give him the touchdown.
That kid's got some speed indeed. From the half-yard line comes the Beavers, and there is a official timeout. Hunter Johnson must have lost his mouthpiece or something. They let him walk into the backfield of Wilton and pick up his mouthpiece. And now they'll start the clock here. There's a snap to give to the first guy through, and he's in the end zone. Wilton on the board with 8:14 left in the first quarter. On a one-yard run. And there wasn't a whole lot of fanciness there, Coach Sands. They had a fancy play on the first possession. They had a fumble. Rockets had a golden opportunity. They fumbled it back to Wilton, and they were able to drive it down the rest of the way for the score. There's the PAT, and it's no good. Nice job by the defense to come in and block that PAT, and the Rockets are down 6-0 here in the first quarter.
Glad that last guy that came down on the field was able to get onside before they snapped that ball. We had somebody running on the field late and almost didn't make it back onside before they snapped that. It would have been a bad deal if we would have got a penalty and blocked the kick.
Download the free KIIC Thunderbolt app from your iTunes or Android store to get all the latest live scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab and you'll see up-to-the-minute score updates from the KIIC Friday Night Lights Studio. It's free and very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app from your smartphone. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. And Coach Sands and I can vouch for the Thunderbolt app. It was easy to put onto our phone. It's easy to use, and you'll have fun using it as well. Take a peek at it at your app store. All right, Rockets will get the ball here on the kickoff. This will be the first time Wilton has kicked it off tonight. Leffler Dirtworks is here for all your bulldozing, excavating, and timely needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Leffler Dirtworks is being behind the Rockets for a win tonight. All right, Beavers teeing it up. And the approach, a kick, end over end, but short. Come up. Blake picks that puppy up. It's a wide ball. And it looks like Wilton's got it. And this is going to be disaster for the Rockets if it is the case, because Blake Marks just looked at it bouncing around, and he didn't go after it. Who got it? They give it to the Rockets. Who's down there? The Cowboy. Dalt Brown must have been the one on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Blake was thinking of. He thought that was just going to bounce to him or what, but he didn't try to come up and field that in the air at all. He was probably 5 yards from the ball when that hit the ground. It bounced straight up and kind of back away from him. And as he was going for the ball, there was a Wilton guy that kind of knocked him off of it. Luckily, Dalton was able to get in there and pick it up for the Rockets.
That was a big lifesaver by Dalton Brown indeed. Okay, Pixley brings it up. He's got a man to his left. Hands off straight up the gut to Hunter Johnson, and he gets up to the 25-yard line, but that's about it. As they finally blow the whistle dead, I think they're going to let him play. They're not going to blow the whistle too soon, this referee crowd, taking a peek at what's happening so far.
That's kind of the way the referees were last week. There weren't too many penalties called, and I'm not sure the game was quite as clean as the number of penalties would make you think.
All right. Second down and about 8 for the Rockets from the 26-yard line. Pixley pass, and it's dropped. Cody Brown had it. He would have had about a 3-yard gain, maybe a little bit more, but he dropped the ball, hit him right in the hands, and there's a little bit of lack of concentration.
They hit him in a bad spot. Didn't look like he was trying to catch it with his hands. It was like he let it come into his stomach and it hit him in there and couldn't get his hands on it before it hit the ground.
Big third down coming up, 3rd and 8. Clock stopped, 7:31. Rockets down 6-0 here at Wilton, Iowa. Pixley has a receiver far to the right. I think that's Maroff. In motion is Cody Brown. There's the snap. A quick pass out there to Maroff, and he dropped it. And he picks it up, and there's a big scrum over there on the tonight. Something's not quite right.
We're lucky we got on that one. There was a backwards lateral pass by Pixley up to Moff, it looked like. Moff dropped it on the ground. There was two or three blue jerseys around there again, but he was able to pick it up and advance it maybe for a couple yards.
Rockets are going to give it back to Wilton after just a few plays, only three plays. It's three and out, and they're going to give it right back to him, and they'll have decent field position. High snap. Louis Winkleman is able to come down with it, gets off a high floater, and a fair catch is called over at the 33-yard line. Got it lucky on that one, Coach.
Yeah, pretty nice punt by Louis after handling that high snap. And like I said, that could have been disastrous again. We've had a couple of the plays the last few times that we got some good breaks on.
All right. 6:40 on the clock. Wilton's got it at the Wilson 33-yard line here. And the defense has got to make the presence known. They need a turnover again, just like that last time. Diamond formation in the backfield with the quarterback. There's the snap, and he's just going to tuck it under and run. He got hit hard. Bryce Wursta led the charge, and he stole the ball away, and they're going to go.
Yeah, there's that quick whistle we were talking about earlier back here that they let this play go a long time on the scrum. This time they blew it pretty quick right before Bryce was able to rip that ball out.
Good job by Wursta indeed on that one. Rockets playing that flex 3-4 defense and made a nice play there. High formation down for Wilton. There's the snap. There's a rollout. He's hitting the backfield. The quarterback is. He gets away from one, but now he won't give away from the second one. Excellent job. Ty Yeager came in from the linebacker position to cause problems. Dunwoody down there in the bottom.
Like Dunwoody and Dalton Brown in there as well. Like, nice pressure that time, and Ty was able to get a hold of him and slow him down a little bit, let Casey and Dalton both get back there.
All right. From the 25-yard line, it's about third and 12 for the Beavers. A nice place to get off the field. You got the wind in Wilton's face. Let's see what happens here on third down. There's the snap. He's looking. He's got time. Now he starts to run a little bit. He's looking, looking, and now he tucks it under and gets hit hard. Good job by Hunter Johnson to track him down, and then the worst, number 8, Brett, was able to help finish up as well.
Good job of coverage that time, and then as he rolled out to this side, the corners kind of stayed on their coverage until he was close to the line of scrimmage and then came off to bring him down for a short, hold him to a short game.
Quick kick by the quarterback. He takes it over there. It fumbled. It's finally picked up by the Rockets. He gets past the 50, the past the 40, and down he goes. A nice job by Trey Van Dorn on recovery, but holy cow, how many times are we going to put the ball on the ground tonight?
I don't know. I haven't been down on the field yet, but I don't think the dew's settling in yet. It seems like we're having a hard time holding on to the football.
The ball sits at the 35 of Wilton, and it's the second time that the Rockets have been able to be in Wilton territory. Goes without saying here, Coach Sands, the Rockets need to move the ball on this possession. Pigsley sends him up. Maroff comes over here on the far side. One guy behind him, I think that's Van Dorn. Man in motion gets the ball, though, and it's Van Dorn, and he is not able to cut it up the field. No gain on the play there.
Yeah, it seems like we're running around the edges quite a bit here to start the game, and something that we haven't had a whole lot of success with, but running straight ahead is where we've gained some success with some of these last games. Hopefully we'll start trying to man up and take some things straight ahead.
All right, neighbor Yeager in the backfield with Archer. Pigsley brings him up, takes the snap, gives it to Yeager, and he gets hard right away. In the backfield. He didn't even get to the line of scrimmage there, Coach.
Yeah, that was that straight-ahead run we just talked about, but Wilton's got that 52 defense. They got 5 men up there on the line with 2 linebackers, and we're going to have to do a better job of controlling that line of scrimmage if we're going to run the ball.
3:45 on the clock here in the first quarter. Wilton leads 6-0. Rockets at the 40-yard line of Wilton. Big third down and about 12. Pigsley sends Cody Brown in motion. He takes the snap. fires it over to Maroff on the right side, trying to spring him loose. And he barely got back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth and about, well, they give him a little bit more than I thought, fourth and about nine. And you know good and well that Coach Keller's going to be going for it here at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, this is about where Wilton had the ball to start with last time, so there's no sense in trying to punt.
Got a whistle. Referees aren't quite sure what's going on. Man with the white hat pointing around.
Yeah, there must have been somebody over here tying a shoe or something was happening over here on the near sideline. One of Wilton's players was legging back in.
All right, Bigsley up to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a fake handoff. He's rolling to his left. He's got some room to turn the corner, and he is drug out as inside the 25 at about the 24-yard line, and it's going to be short of that
first down.
It is a first down. Good job by Dylan. That's the first down for the Rockets, and they get a fresh set of downs at about the 23-yard line then.
That was a nice job that time. Wilton dropped back in pass coverage, thought Dylan was going to throw, and this is rolling to his left. He has done that quite a bit all year, but he tucked it under, and there wasn't anybody out here to get him until about 12-yard gain.
Okay, Archer and Van Dorn in the backfield. There's the snap. Bixley tries to fire, and now he's under duress, and he goes out of bounds. Should be a flag on that as they rode him out of bounds, but there's nothing flying as he's hit outside the playing grid. Kind of surprised on that, but nevertheless, second down coming up, 2:20 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's hard to tell over here exactly, looking behind all the blue jerseys on the sideline, where he exactly was and if that initial hit was inbounds, and there were still two or three guys riding him as he was coming out of bounds.
All right, Bigsley up to the line of scrimmage, Neighbor Yeager and Archer behind him. Now he settles under center, takes the snap, gives it to Archer. He tries the right side. Nice block. He's in the secondary. He's at the five. Down he goes. Good job by Tyler Archer.
Yeah, nice play up front that time. The offensive line did a great job of blocking. They pulled, looked like Aaron Gordon, and Aaron Gordon turned up the hole and then a nice lead block for Archer as he followed through there, almost broke loose and almost made it into the end zone.
Wilton with the lead, 6-0, 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and the Rockets are in their best position yet of the game. The ball sitting at about the 6-yard line, first and goal. They got to punch it in here, Coach. Bigsley takes the snap, turns to his right. He's under trouble already. He tries to get to the outside, and he got to hit hard. Loss on the play.
Not sure what that play was. It looked like he was faking the handoff to Archer and then rolling out to his right. He had a couple guys in patterns out there in the end zone to the right side. I couldn't tell if it was a broken play where he was going to try to run or pass it off, but Wilton had some pressure over there and Dylan just took too much time. Eventually got thrown for a loss.
Day, second and goal for the Rockets. Ball's at the 10-yard line. Loss of 4 on that play. Under center he goes, takes a snap, hands it to Neighbor Yeager. He dances past one guy, and then he gets hit by the next one. Doesn't even get to the 5, close. He's at the 6. That's the original line of scrimmage, so big third down and 6 coming up.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether to think if this is 2-down territory here, or if we get close enough, you think they would try a field goal with Winkleman.
All right. Wide left is Maroff. There's the snap. They try to run it up the middle and nothing doing. He barely got back to the line of scrimmage. And finally they blow the whistle. But he's going to be short and Coach Keller is going to have a decision to make. But he's going to have the end of the quarter as there's 17 seconds left if he wants to regroup his troops.
Yeah.
Before we run this play.
So far in the game, this is the biggest decision for the Rockets right here. Looks like we got about the 7-yard line. Looks like they moved it back a little bit. We're going to have a chance to think about it.
End of the first quarter, and Wilton leads 6-0 here as the Rockets have a fourth down coming up from the 5. Community first, Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. They're federally insured by the NCUA. And First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia, they are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets football squad. And Coach Sands, you know, I'd say it's a small victory. The Rockets are definitely in this. Wilton came out and kind of punched us in the chops there with that first touchdown, but then the Rocket defense came to play. That punt was into the wind, and the Rockets were able to get it at the 50, get into side to Wilton territory on the return, and now they're methodically moving the ball down. They got a big fourth down coming up, and what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, it's hard to say. If we were in college in the NFL, you know, they would take the field goal and put some points on the board, but in high school, you just never know, at least with a lot of the teams, you never know what to think about that field goal kicker, if they would try to get 3 points here or the 7 yard line, just try to get it into the end zone.
All right. Rockets coming back out, led by Andrew Larkin. You can tell by those pink shoes he's got. Of course, Aaron Gordon has them as well, but they're not even huddling up. They already met on the sidelines. Keller told them what to do. They're coming up the line of scrimmage to run this play. Wide right is going to be Maroff. Back behind Pigsley is going to be Ty Yeager. Archer in the left slot. And over to the right side comes Bryce Wursta. Under center goes Pigsley. He takes a snap, looking, fires it in the end zone. It's picked off. It's picked up the end zone, and he's got nothing but green room. He's going to take it the distance. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Wilton. On the first play from the second quarter, and you need to stop the clock, guys. 11:50, 11:33, and the clock kept running for a while. Probably a 105-yard interception return for the pick six. And he took it the distance, and nobody was going to catch him, Coach Sands.
Yeah, that play just looked like it was bad news from the get-go. Pigsley kind of rolled a little bit to his left. He only had one guy from that left side coming across the middle. And anytime you throw it back through the middle, there were two blue jerseys right there, and they just kind of tried to float it in there and left it right for the picking.
Two-point conversion. Hetzler rolls, and it's incomplete. He had a man open, but it's no good, and the Beavers lead 12-0 on the strength of that 105-yard pick-six. And you talk about the turn of events, you know. Rockets had a heck of a chance for an opportunity there. The Beavers intercepted it and took it the distance for the goal.
Yeah, the one thing you didn't want there was interception that was able to get returned.
AIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet, lower prices that don't commonly advertise for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest price, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all those options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And that definitely got the crowd riled up here at Wilton as that 100-yard interception return. Who wouldn't be excited about that? Just a shame that it happened against our Rockets.
That's right.
Rockets down now 12-0 as the Beavers are ready to kick it off here early in the second quarter. High end-over-end kick comes down to Archer. He comes up the field, and then I guess it was Wasser. He who hesitates is lost, and he stutter stepped, and then he got laid, land blasted by the defense.
Yeah, you can tell it was Rosser by those one shoes, but they weren't blazing up the turf by any means. He started towards the middle, kind of hesitated and backed up a couple yards, and by that time there were about five blue jerseys right on top of him.
All right, so Pixley's got to come back to work. He brings him up off the split wide to the left side. Two running backs behind him. Takes a look at the defense. Takes a snap, turns, and gives off to Hunter Johnson, I believe, and he's able to get a few yards on the carry. Second and long coming up for the Rockets.
Yeah, with that 5-2 defense, it looks like they're going to make us earn that running game up the middle or make us try to run it outside or try to throw the ball against them.
All right. In comes Jaeger with the play. 10:59 on the clock. 12-0. The Wilton Beavers lead the homecoming game from Wilton against the Rockets. Pixley under center now. Takes the snap. Turns and gives to Van Dorn. He tries the left side, and they just string it out too well, and they're able to use their speed and pursuit to track him down.
Yeah, we're having a hard time controlling that line of scrimmage and staying on our blocks. If we're going to be successful, we're going to have to do a little better job of firing off the ball, getting into that Wilton defensive line, getting that push back against the line instead of letting them get the push into the backfield.
Third and 10. Got to get some yardage here. The wind has died down a little bit, but it's still pretty strong out of the south. They'll be facing that task if the punt situation comes to fruition. Pixley with the rollout to his right. Fires it, and it's incomplete. He had a man open, but couldn't quite make it the connection there with Maroff. Nope, Cody Brown. And it'll be fourth down coming up. That stops the clock right at 10 minutes till halftime.
Yeah, there was a little pressure as Dylan rolled out to this near side, rolling to his right this time. Cody Brown had a little spot there. That pressure made Dylan throw a little bit quicker than he wanted to. That was just a little bit too far for Cody, who made a pretty good diving effort.
All right. Two Wilton Beavers are back to receive this punt. Looks like if Winkleman is back to punt this ball. Last time it was extremely high. It gave him a shot of adrenaline. Nice snap. There's the kick. And he gets a high floater that's coming down. It's going to bounce. And it goes straight up in the air and out of bounds across the way. It's out at about the 38-yard line where Wilton will take over first and 10. Catch the Iowa State Cyclones on 96.7 Saturdays. Next Thursday, Iowa State takes on Texas. Broadcast time is about 2 hours before kickoff. So get the Clones with you on 96.7 KIIC, Southern Iowa's sports leader. And they came up big with a victory on the road against the Tulsa Hurricane last night, 38-21, for their first victory of the year. Hand off to Carter. He makes one man miss. Makes a couple more guys miss, and finally he's taken down. Cody Brown with a nice pursuit tackle from behind. He was able to get him.
Yeah, the way Carter carries that ball, he's got it in his right hand inside against the defense. Cody almost was able to get a hold of it and rip it out.
All right, gain of a couple, second down and about seven for the Beavers here. All right, Rockets in that 3-4 flex defense. They've got a receiver on the right now. He's in motion. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. He looks to pass, and it's knocked down. Good job. Looks like Louis Winkleman was able to bat it down. Good job by the interior defense.
Yeah, it's one thing they try to teach the defensive lineman. If you can't get to the quarterback, once you get to that count and you see the arm go back, get your hands up in the air, and Louis did a nice job of knocking that one down.
All right. Now third down and seven. Beavers send three guys out to the right, two guys to the left. Hetzler all alone in the backfield on this play. Rockets shown blitz. There's a quick pass, and it's hit. It's caught. He's on the loose at the 35. He's at the loose on the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. Wilton goes 51 yards on the score. Actually make it 59 yards.
Yeah, it was a quick throws. We tried to bring the blitz. I left that far side slant wide open. There was one guy left to beat, and he made a nice move on Cody Brown, and Cody Brown was just stuck in his tracks. There wasn't anybody left to catch him.
Speed kills, and he had speed once he caught that ball. He was on the slot side, receiver on the right. He was able to take it the distance, 59 yards. And now Hetzler pitches it late, and the Rockets are able to snuff the two-point conversion. Yeager was able to get into the backfield and pop the quarterback, Hetzler. He pitched, and then the rest of the Rockets were able to clean it up. Rockets down 18-0 here in the second quarter at the nine-minute mark. 106.9 FM is Southern Iowa's home and away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tune in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, the black and gold go up to the Golden Goopers up there in Minnesota to take on the 4-0 upstart Gophers there at Minneapolis. Broadcast start time is always 2 hours before kickoff. So be sure to check out Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak on your station for the Hawks for Ottumwa and Southern Iowa, 106.9 FM. And if there's any blessing in disguise here, Coach Sands, the fact that Wilton scored three times, but they haven't hit on the extra points. It's 18-0 here at the nine-minute mark.
Yeah, you got to dig deep to find a blessing like that, but the blessing nonetheless. We need to get our offense moving down the field here, and then hopefully our defense can bring back some of that intensity when they get back on the field.
All right. Archer, Maroff back deep for the Rockets here as Wilton has the win this second quarter. See how that affects this kick. He comes and approaches end over end. It's going to come to Archer. He takes it on the fly at about the 14-yard line, weaves his way up to the 30. Nice job by Corey Archer as he was able to get pretty good, decent return yardage out of that play.
Yeah. The thing about that there is Corey just made a decision where he was going to go, put his head down and started running. Didn't try to think about it too much. Got that good momentum. Almost broke through the tackle.
All right. From the 32 or 33-yard line, take your pick. Rockets need to get some offensive clicking here. The Beavers got a little bit of a size advantage on the line, and then they definitely got some speed on their side in terms of their linebackers and corners. And there's a whistle by the back judge, and he's telling somebody to go off the side for Wilton. Not sure if he's got blood. Must have. They bring in a substitute. And they chat with the head coach a little bit. Now they got time in. Okay. 8:53 on the clock. Rockets with a tight set formation. Looks like Hunter Johnson behind Pigsley. Now in motion is Cody Brown. He takes it, and he, whoops, it's Archer. He barely got past the line of scrimmage on that one.
Yep.
Whoever is the end on this side is able to crash in, and that causes all sorts of havoc.
Some different offensive sets this week that I haven't seen yet this year. That time they brought Archer on the end around, and like I said, the defensive end was crashing in there, getting through without much blocking going on, and Archer was just good job to hang on to the ball.
All right. 8:20 on the clock. 18-0. Wilton with the lead over the Rockets. Pixley brings him up. Looks like Jensen is far left. There's the snap. He looks to the left. He fires it. It's caught by Jensen. He's on the loose at the 50. And down he goes. Kevin Jensen with a nice run and catch there.
Nice job that time on a quick slant. Jensen on the far side. Good throw by Pigsley. Didn't take much time. Just stood up, made a good decision, a good strong throw. Hit Jensen right in the numbers. Devin did a good job of turning it up field, putting his head down, and making some guys pay to bring him down.
He's got the biggest target out there for us. So he hit him in stride. Nice job by Dylan. First down. That's the fourth first down for the Rockets here in the first half. From the 49 of Wilton, and there is a whistle, and they're going to call timeout. The Rockets, and that's their first one of the first half. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance to each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in care of you or your loved ones. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits of assisted living that can offer. In Oskaloosa, you need to contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. We're glad they're supporters of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rocket football this 2013 season. All right, Rockets set after the timeout. Pigsley under center, takes the snap, hands it to Van Dorn, and he gets spun around in the backfield, and he is thrown back. And a good thing they give him the forward progress, because he went backwards about 4 or 5 yards after that initial touch.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. Wilton's jerseys and their numbers are kind of hard to see out there. But whoever that was in the backfield in a hurry. Looked like he came right through the middle of the line and looked like he was doing a dance with Van Dorn before he got a chance to even get going.
Getting ready for the homecoming dance later on tonight, maybe, huh? All right. Rockets with, looks like Jensen back deep. Pixley trying to run for his life. There's a penalty flag thrown in the backfield, but down goes Pixley before the 50-yard line. Two penalty flags on the play. As Jensen was coming across there on that crossing route, I thought they were going to pull the trigger, but it didn't happen. Okay, here comes the call. They're pointing at where the ball is at and where it's going to be placed at, I believe. And the man in the white hat comes all the way over to talk to the head coach. And holding is the call, and it's against the Rockets. And it happened very, very far in the backfield. And it's going to move the ball 10 yards back to all the way to the 29-yard line. So that was a huge penalty for the first penalty of the night, Coach Sands.
Yeah, that is a big penalty right there. You're talking about wanting to clean it up, and that was not a good time for it. We're second down in about a quarter mile.
You talk about 10 yards on the penalty, but it happened way behind the line of scrimmage, so that added to the woes. There's a pass, and it's caught by Maroff, and he gets spun backwards. I'll tell you, the team speed defense of the Beavers is really, really outstanding.
Yeah, like you said, that was a backwards pass. Maroff saw the defense coming, so he ran backwards even further. That's going to be another 6 or 8 yard loss.
All right, ball sits at the 22-yard line. They got 28 yards to go. They've got to get all the way to the Wilton 38-yard line for a first down. And I'm surprised Coach Keller isn't thinking about a quick kick here. Pigsley, and there's a penalty flag. No, official's timeout across the way. I wonder what he's talking about. Something about, not sure, he didn't. It was a referee's
some
call.
Equipment and, over there or something.
I don't know if he was ordering in at Jimmy John's or what the deal was, but Rockets have got to set up again to make that.
We could use this Jimmy John's delivery boy in our backfield.
5:48 here in the first half. Rockets down 18-0. Pixley in trouble, and he gets hit. The ball is loose. And they do rule it an incomplete pass. And there's also a penalty flag thrown and probably holding as well. Boy, we got a break on that one. As Pigsley was taking his time, he did not hear the footsteps coming. He got waylaid right when he wanted to throw the ball. And let's see what happens. Holding again against the Rockets. It's declined. And punt formation will be coming up.
They must have thought 3rd and 38 enough and didn't want to move us back another 10.
Another penalty. You want to stay away from those as much as possible. And Winkelmann is indeed in punt formation here at the 5:36 mark. Dangerous position to be in for the Rockets. There's the snap, the step, and the kick, and he gets it away end over end. And voila, a bank of lights has gone out here at Wilton, just like the Super Bowl back down in New Orleans. And so we'll have to see what happens here. The east bank of lights is on where the Rockets are at. Over here on the near side, the Wilton side, the lights are off. We heard a snap or something just before the lights went off, like a breaker broke.
I thought it was the sonic boom that Louis Winkelmann was putting into that punt. That's maybe what caused the lights to go out.
Well, nevertheless, the referees move them off to the side, and the scoreboard's up and running. We have power here, but it's going to be a while if they're going to take on 5:34 on the clock, 18-0. This isn't the only game. We're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device. KIIC.1 is Albia. KIIC.2 is Sheraton. .4 is Wayne and Florida. .5 is Davis County. .6 is North Mahaska. .7 is Pekin. .8 is Sigourney. And .9 is the Indianola Indians. I can honestly say, Coach Sands, I've never been in this situation before that the lights went out in Wilton. Gladys Knight and the Pips would be proud to sing this one.
Yeah, just hope when we're leaving on that midnight train to Georgia, we're not running back the wrong direction.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It took over 2 hours to get here. It's going to take a lot longer to get back home, that's for sure. They're going to send the teams out, make them play in half of the light. Oh, my goodness gracious. Wilton at the 49-yard line of Eddyville. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It doesn't make much sense to me, but.
All right. Two men receivers, three left, one right, as the quarterback Hessler takes it on over the right side. And I imagine all the plays will be over on that side since it's the lightest. I wouldn't think that he'd be thrown over here in the dark. Oh, my gosh. Maybe they didn't pay the bill. Maybe that fee wasn't enough. I don't know.
Maybe we'll have to send another $125 check over here.
Second and about four for the Beavers. They send three receivers out to the right, two left here over on the dark side. The quarterback takes the snap, looks to his right. Now he rolls back to his left. He's under some pressure now, finally, by the Rockets. He makes a guy miss, and he runs up the sideline. And good yardage out of Hessler on that. And I just can't believe they're making him play in the dark.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this. I can't believe it's hardly light enough for them to see much of anything out there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He made a Rocket defender miss. Of course, when you're in the dark, it isn't hard to do. And ran it up the near sideline. They got the first and 10 from the 31. Okay, eye formation. Hand off to the second guy. I can't tell who it is. And he get hit hard by Glosser. Good job by Jaron Glosser to knock him down.
Jaron pulled one of his wrestling moves and went down to the ground and flipped him over the top of him that time.
Might as well get ready for February Madness with the wrestling squad. And that reminds me, Coach Little, the head coach of the EBF Wrestlers, will be our guest speaker at halftime next week right here on KIIC.3. All right, two receivers left, two right. There's the snap by Hartzler. He's looking left. He fires it deep into the end zone, and it overshoots his man. And if he had caught that, I would have said that would have been nothing but a miracle. It was in the dark. How can you see that puppy coming out of the light into the dark?
Yeah, I'm really shocked that they're even having us play.
18-0 is our score. Wilton ahead, 4:09 left in the first half. I think they wrote a song about the 4:09, didn't they, too? Some car, 4:09.
She's real fine.
Yep. All right. Beavers send out three to the left, one to the right, and Hartzler takes it up the field. He's got a quarterback run. Oh, he's hit hard. Jaron Glosser says, take that, and down he went in a heap. but he gets the first down yardage out of it.
I tell you, that's going to be in a close running for the stick of the week right there. Jaron Glosser just laid him out.
He must have had fun when he was a little kid playing in the dark. That's when you see that. He knocked him for a loop, and that might be the other side of the coin. Arch didn't see him coming.
You see, that's about what I feel like when I play in the dark, except I usually run into a tree and get knocked down.
All right. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Cross buck action. They hand it off over on the right side, and he drags the tackler with him. And I can't even tell where he's at. He's inside the 20, I believe.
Like the
5,
15.
10, 15, okay. Please forgive us, folks. Oh, we cannot see the yardage markers as they're heading into the darkened part of the stadium.
Couldn't see who that was. If it was Casey Dunwoody, maybe they got a hold of the short pad that time to grab a hold of the running back, keep him from going too far.
Lucky we didn't get called for a horse collar. All right, next one up. There's the pitch over here. He's looking to his left, fires it in the end zone, incomplete. And now bring up a fourth down. As we get our first caller in, it's Rachel Powers from Fort Myers, Florida, giving us a shout-out from Fort Myers. Glad to have you with us on Friday Night Lights, Rachel. At the 3:04 mark, Rockets are down 18-0, and well, it's third down. I thought it was going to be fourth down, but it's third and 5 from the 15. Rockets need to come up with a stop here, Coach. Hartzler sends one guy to the left, one guy to the right. He's got eye formation behind him. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. Wing swings it out here to the flat, and then down he goes. A nice tackle, open field tackle by Craig Van Dorn, and there's a penalty marker on the play. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens here with the holding against the Beavers. Here comes the call. Referee talks to Keller across the way, and at least he can see him over there because the lights are on the east side. And here you got chop block, and that's against the Beavers, and they're going to mark it off. There's 5. There's 10. There's 15 yards. And that's their first penalty of the night. They get the ball to the 30-yard line. Will be third down now. Third down from the 30-yard line. Rocket defense needs to make a play. 3 guys to the right, 1 to the left. Hartzler from the shotgun. Make it the pistol formation. There's the snap. He drops back. Looks to throw. He's under pressure. There's holding again, and they didn't call it. He gets out of it and fires it, and it's incomplete. Oh, there was rockets in his face, and somebody was holding on his jersey. They didn't call it, and that'll bring up fourth down from the 30.
Yeah, it's hard to see something like that over here in the dark side. Not much light over here to see what's going on.
Darth Vader would have a blast. He would have a blast for sure, being on the dark side. As now it'll be fourth down, and Hetzler brings them up. They might as well shoot for the end zone. Let's see what happens. They got to get inside the 10, it looks like, for first down. He sends 3 guys over there on the right side. Rockets need to bring pressure. There's the snap. Here comes the pressure, and he runs it up the field. He's looking to think about throwing, and down he goes. Nice job by the Rocket defense to stop him well short of the first down.
Yeah, it looks like we dropped about 8 guys back in coverage. Only had the 3-man front with the rush, and with only 3-man rushing, he has a pretty good opening once he gets through that first line. But the corners over here on this side look like Glosser, and couldn't see who else came up and did a pretty good job of making sure he didn't get any farther.
It was Van Dorn and Glosser on that stop. Good job by those fellas. Gives the ball back to the Rockets. 2:26 in the half. Rockets down 18-0. Pixley is in the shotgun formation. He picks the ball's on the ground. And the Beavers picked it right back up. Oh, my goodness gracious. Just when you say, hey, it's not fair because it's dark out, and the Rockets fumble it right back to the Beavers.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time believing that there wasn't a little bit of that dark side over here because of that, but it was a little bit low snap, too. I'm having a hard time understanding why we're playing football right now with only 3 quarters of the lights on.
Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by the NCUA and Loeffler Dirt Works. Loeffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 and let them get your next project done. Loeffler Dirt Works is behind the Rockets for a win tonight. And it's just kind of amazing that we've got football Friday Night Lights. It's supposed to be Friday Night Lights, folks, not
yeah.
Friday Night Darkness. But that's what we have. We're playing in the dark here at Wilton. Actually, out of the four lights, one is out, and that's the corner that we're playing in right now. The northwest corner is out. And after this play, the Beavers will have a first and 10 from the 23-yard line. Following tonight's game, join the Friday Night Light crew for the Locker Room Show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their games. What's coming up next week? That's Locker Room Show live from 10 to midnight following the broadcast on 96.7 and 106.9. You got some area scores there, Coach Sands? And what are they doing? They're going to rock
the
ball.
Sounds like they're moving the ball down to where the lights are.
Well, if you're going to do that, you better give the ball back to Eddyville because I don't think that's very fair to flip the – they're going to flip the field, in fact, and play at the south end, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to say. And if they allow this, I'm very disappointed in this refereeing crew because Eddyville, you know good and well, that fumble had to have been caused because of lack of light. But yet, they move the ball into the light for Wilton. So, take it for what it's worth. At the 2:22 mark, they flip the field. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Somebody came up with a bright idea. Hey, let's move it. All right. So, there you have it, Coach Sands. Once again, something new on Iowa High School football. Straight run up the gut by Carter. And he gets about three on the carry, make it four. Steiger. And Wilton's kind of playing a little fast-paced offense. They didn't even huddle up. They're doing it from the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. Fires it deep into the end zone and overshoots his man. And it's incomplete. That'll bring up third down. And the locals aren't too happy about that non-call over there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was. First of all, I don't think that ball was catchable, and I don't think the contact was much of anything to begin with.
All right. Well, they got plenty of light to see at that end, that's for sure. 1:51 on the clock, 18-0. Wilton is trying to get another score here before halftime. Third down and six from the I formation. Comes the Beavers. Man in motion from the right side. They hand off to him over on the left end. He's tripped up nicely by the defense over there. Good job by the Rockets. He's going to be short of the first down. Jaron Glosser's come to play tonight for sure. A buck and a half left in the half, and it's fourth down and two. They're going to go for it. They send a receiver out to the left, one to the right. I formation behind him. And there's the snap to give to the second guy. He tries the right side. He gets hit hard, but it looks like he made the first down yardage for a first down. They're seventh of the first half. Stops the clock at 1:14. Okay, right up to the line of scrimmage goes the Beavers. They got a receiver left, one right, I formation. There's the snap. Second guy through, right side again. And he is running, trying to get into the end zone. They finally blow the whistle. And Rockets come out of the pile with the ball, but they said, oh, no, he stopped the whistle blow. and there's a penalty flag in the backfield. What a turn of events, Coach. I can't get over this. Maroff and Glosser with the ball. They're going to go us the other distance for the score. The referees are talking. Now they finally blow the whistle and make them come back. Holding against the Beavers, that's going to move it 10 yards back. And they threw the flag at about the 5, so it should be at the 15-yard line as Maroff and Glosser finally get back to the other end of the field where they need to be. First and goal from the 13. That starts the clock, 52 seconds. And they come up. Got to keep them out of the end zone here, Coach Sands. There's the snap. He rolls out to his left under pressure. He gets away from one. He fires it, and it's caught near the end zone. And he is stopped short, just about caught in the backfield by 26. That was, who was that, Neighbor Yeager? Yep, Neighbor Yeager with the pressure, and then Luke Welch just about had him for a heck of a loss, but he was able to get it down to about the 4-yard line.
The bad thing about that is they got out of bounds to stop the clock.
All right, I formation for the Beavers. I bet they go over the right side. There's a handoff. The right side, he gets stopped short and in for the score. 4-yard run. And how do you name that? A light-aided touchdown, Coach Sam?
Well, I'm not sure how you explain that one, but.
Well, they're going to try a PAT. They're going to try to kick it. Let's see what happens here on the PAT. Rockets down 24-0 here with 30 seconds left in the half. Left-footed soccer style. There's a snap and a kick, and it's low, and it is no good at all. So that's the score, 24-0 here with 30 seconds left before half. And I just don't quite understand the thinking on the referees why you would flip the field when the Rockets had the ball, fumbled because of the darkness, and then flip the field to put Wilton into the light, and they were able to drive it in for the score.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that came down. That was from the request of one of the sidelines or who exactly requested that, but it should have been something that was talked about before we ever even started playing on this half, on this north half of the field to begin with.
No kidding. Download that free Thunderbolt app from your iTunes or Android store to get all the latest scoring updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab, and you'll see up-to-the-minute score updates from the KIIC Friday Night Lights studio. It's free, and it's very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station.
And now not only are they getting to play in that end, but now they're going to kick it to us down in the dark end.
Oh, my gosh. It just doesn't make any sense what the referees are doing. And now they're flipping them around. I think Coach Keller says, hey, what is it going to take to make you realize that we need to have some fairness? All right, so they're changing in. Rockets have it, which they should originally have coming into the light. But we'll see how this works out. Maroff's got to make sure that he gets on that ball. Once it hits, it's a live ball. He's got to make a better judgment than he did last time. Rockets send three guys back this time. Maroff, Pigsley, and Van Dorn. Archer must have something dinged up with him because he's usually been on the kickoffs, but he's not out there on this particular play. Wilton teeing it up. I couldn't tell you who the kicker is at all. There's the end over end, and it's short. Coming over here to Glosser. He picks it up, and he gets hard, and it gets about to the 30-yard line where the Rockets will have it, first and 10. And the Rockets just have not had much field position at all here, Coach Sands. They've had the 40 of Wilton, 24 of Eddyville, 35 of Wilton, 23 of Eddyville, 33 of Eddyville, 23 of Eddyville, and now this one's at the 29-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. So with 26 seconds left, I'm kind of surprised we'll run even one play here, but here we go. Rockets in a tight formation, takes me under center, takes a snap, hands off to Van Dorn, tries the right side, and he gets hit, finally brought down at about the 30-yard line. And so that should do it, but 15 seconds on the clock, and we should be heading towards halftime. Indeed, we are. 24-0 is our score. Wilton in the lead here at homecoming 2013 as the Rockets need to regroup and regather, Coach Sands.
Yeah, part of that first half looked pretty good. We had some good things happen. Created a turnover off that first possession. Even once we got down 6-0, we did a good job of marching the ball down the field, had the ball inside the 10-yard line. Only a 103-yard interception return kind of turned that around for us. But other than that, we've hung right with them. I think defensively, if we keep up the intensity, we can do a good job of keeping them, their offense off the field. Offensively, we just have to do a better job of taking care of the ball, handling the line of scrimmage, and just taking care of the mistakes. But towards the end of the third quarter, or second quarter, we had some penalties that moved us back 10 or 20 yards on that one drive, and then the fumble in the darkness kind of sealed the deal for another touchdown there for Wilton.
Added in with the lead of 24-0 here at halftime, and the lights have stayed on. That's a big plus as the cheerleaders are doing their routine out on the 50-yard line for Wilton. Scoring recap went like this. 8:14 left. Wilton got on the board on a 1-yard run. The PAT was no good, and they went up 6-0. In the second quarter, at the 11:33 mark, a 105-yard interception pick six went the distance. Hetzler took that to make it 12-0. The PAT was no good. And then a 2.5 minutes later, Wilton struck again in the second quarter on a 59-yard pass from Hetzler. The PAT was no good, made it 18-0. And then just before halftime on the flip field in the light side, 31 seconds left, a 4-yard run. The PAT was no good, and the Beavers led 24-0, and that's where we stand at halftime. And Coach Sands, we talked about Corey Archer not being on that kickoff team. He was being attended to Dr. Bob there at halftime, and that's not a good sign. He's been our big playmaker for the past couple of weeks. He's got 3 touchdowns against the Cardinal Comets, and then last week he had a touchdown against Iowa City Regina, and you don't want to see him banged up at all.
I couldn't tell exactly what was going on as he came out of the locker room with Dr. Bob, and good to see he still had his pads on. He's walking under his own power, so hopefully that means he's going to get back into the game and bring some spark back to both sides of the football.
All right. About 1.5 minutes left before halftime. Both teams are already out on the field, and we can see Wilton's numbers clearly now with all the lights on. They've got dark blue numerals on a black shirt on the background of a black shirt, so it's kind of hard to read that, especially when the lights go out, but they're all on now for whatever reason. They had a power outage. There's definitely no lightning around here, that's for sure. But anyway, the lights have come back on, just like in the Super Bowl. I feel like I'm in New Orleans just about. Of course, I'm kidding. As the Rockets need to get on the scoreboard right away, if I'm not mistaken, the Rockets will receive the second half kickoff, and they need to make some hay right away to get back into this ballgame. Beautiful crowd on hand tonight. Of course, it's homecoming for Wilton 2013, and as it will be for the Rockets next week, they will entertain the Wapello Indians, a team last year that they thought they had a chance to win. They lost just by the count of 6 points, if I'm not mistaken, but it was a chance to where they could have won quite easily, but they're having a battle on their hands now with the number 5 ranked Wilton Beavers here at Wilton, Iowa. At halftime, I talked to Bill Hammes, the ag instructor here at Wilton, talking about area farmers getting into the field, starting to get those combines to churn and get some of the crop into the elevators, but it's just not 100% yet, kind of like what we saw coming on over. Haven't quite hit their full harvest stride. Catch the Iowa State Cyclones on 96.7 FM Saturdays. Next Thursday, the Cyclones take on the Longhorns from Texas. Broadcast time is always 2 hours before kickoff, so take the Cyclones with you on 96.7 KIIC, Thunder Country, Southern Iowa's sports leader. And tomorrow, the Hawkeyes will be playing up there at Minneapolis with the Golden Gophers. Of course, they don't play in the Humpty Dome anymore. They've got that opened stadium, and kind of fortunate for the Hawk fans and the Gophers as well. Shouldn't be too bad weather-wise, you know, like they used to play at the very end of the schedule there, close to Thanksgiving. It's kind of chilly, but they won't have to worry about that tomorrow. All right, Wilton tees it up, kicks it high, end over end. It's going to go to Maroff. He takes it up the middle, and he gets hit hard at the 25. Down he goes. He thought about cutting it back to the left, and there just wasn't anything happening there. And he gets up a little slowly, but he's going to stay out there. Rockets with ball from the 25 as we start the second half. I think this first series of downs is going to tell a lot to how the adjustments have occurred, Coach Sands.
Yeah, offensively, we need to do a better job up front. Getting off the ball, manhandling that 5-2 front.
Bigsley hands it off to Glosser. He tries this right side, or Van Dorn, and he is swarmed under and lost about to the 20-yard line. And the Beaver defense really has some speed going forward on that side of the ball. Big loss of about 5 on that play. Second and 15 coming up for the Rockets here in the early part of the third quarter. Rockets down 24-0. To the number 5 team in the state, Wilton Beavers. Maroff comes over here on the right side, 2 backs behind Pigsley. Cody Brown in the slot position. They give Neighbor Yeager right up the gut. He goes. Nice run by Neighbor Yeager as he almost gets to the 30-yard line. Nice run on third down that was.
Yeah, pretty good job that time up front, getting the push at the line of scrimmage, the point of attack. Yeager was able to get in there and drive for about 4 or 5 yards.
Third down coming up now. It's 5 yards to go. The Rockets need to get to the 35-yard line, make it a long 6, or excuse me, a long 5. So it's to take your pick, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6, as Maroff is split to the left side. Archer in motion. He takes the handoff over on the left side, tries to get it turned up to the first down. He's still on his feet. Second effort by Corey Archer. It's going to be close to that first down yardage. They should give it to him. But they're not even going to measure. Come on, guys. It's got to be close. Oh, my gosh. It's short by about 6 inches. Now the referee says, well, we better call timeout. We're going to take a look at it. I'm glad that he had second thought of that. It looked like it was right there where he needed to be.
That original marker looks like it's on the 25, and the nose of the ball is on the 35.
You stretch him out here and take a look, and he is short by about 2 chain lengths. You don't need to move the ball. There you go. 2 inches to go on fourth down. Let's see what happens here. It's early in the third quarter, 10:04 on the clock. And it looks like Coach Keller has some big wholesale substitutions coming in. All right, I can't tell yet. They are going to go for it, indeed. Rockets send a guy out to the left side, Cody Brown in the slot on the right. Figsley takes the snap and he pulls straight ahead. He's got plenty of room. Good job by Dylan Figsley for the first down of the second half. You know, Coach Sands, we just talked about it. They had a bad play on first down. They lost 5 yards, but they've been able to get a first down out of it. So good job by the Rockets.
Yeah, it looks like we're doing a better job right now of getting that push up front. First play from scrimmage, like you talked about, was strung out to the near side. Looked like Van Dorn was running a lot sideways and a little bit backwards. But last few plays, we've been looking at going straight ahead.
Referee's timeout. They send a Wilton player off to the sideline. He's got blood on himself, so they got to take care of him. He's got to go out of the play, out of the game for at least one play. Rockets got Maroff over on the far side. One man behind him in motion is Corey Archer, and he gets tripped up right away as he tries to cut it up the field. Very little gain on that play.
Yeah, we've ran that reverse play quite a few times, and with that 5-2 defense, Wilton's doing a good job of getting their defensive end across the line of scrimmage to turn things back. And if the guys are trying to get outside, he's really stringing it back. And if we turn up inside, that good pursuit from Wilton is coming over to get a short gain over there.
All right, 8:46 on the clock, 24-0. Wilton with the lead. Neighbor Yeager is the only one in the backfield behind Pixley. They give it to him. He's got some yardage up the middle, and he's not quite to the 45. Good job by Ty Yeager. Third down and a doable. They'll make it a long four. Rockets need to get this conversion here. Keep moving the chains. That's what you want to do against this well-favored team. They've got some fine athletes. They've got a lot of speed on the offensive side of the ball, and they use that speed on the defensive side to use it to pursue. Paisley under center, takes the snap. He's looking to throw, fires it, and it's all incomplete. Almost, it was Maroff had it in his hands, but he dropped it, and it'll be fourth down coming up.
Kind of the same play that worked well with Jevin Jensen in the first half, kind of that slant from the outside. And it was just a little bit high. Blake was able to go up and get his hands on it, and it looked like he was going to pull it in. But when he came down, I couldn't tell if one of the Wilton players knocked it out or Blake just lost control.
All right, fourth down. Winkleman in punt formation here. And Wilton sends two guys back to the 15-yard line. Louie with the snap. High snap. He pulls it down, and he gets it off. And it's blocked by Wilton. It's at the 20-yard line, and Louis Winkleman is in pain at the 20. The punt, the snap was extremely high. Louis went down to get it. He tried to kick it, and when he kicked it, he had one of the Wilton players run right into him. Wilton will have it in the red zone when we come back. Louis is down on the ground. Dr. Bob Schertz hovering over him already.
And anytime when you're punting like that and you're expecting to get a full force and the full swing of your leg, and all of a sudden your leg stops abruptly, it's not going to be a good thing.
Not at all. Coach Keller out there to take a peek at his defensive lineman, nose guard, no less, and the punter and the kicker. 106.9 FM is Southern Iowa's home and away voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Tune in each and every Saturday for the Hawks on 106.9. Tomorrow, Black and Gold take on the Gophers from Minneapolis. Broadcast time starts 2 hours before kickoff, so be sure to check out Gary Dolphin at Podlac on your station for the Hawks for a tough one. Southern Iowa, 106.9 FM. And Winkleman is being helped off the side. Under his own power, limping noticeably, obviously. Dr. Bob trying to get him a little further over to the bench to check things out. Going to have to have the next man in on the nose for the Rockets. Beavers are inside the 20 already at the 18 I formation. Edsel hands it off to the second man through. He dances to the left side. He's got some room, and he's getting hit high, and down he goes. Cody Brown was able to hit him high, but that running back kept his feet and churning, and he was able to get more yardage.
Having a hard time seeing that play with this wafer board wall right in front of me. I can see down to about the 30 on this sideline over to the pylon on the far side, but anything inside the 30 over here, I got to work to see.
Edsel with the handoff to the second guy, and they finally blow the whistle, Dad. They're letting that scrum happen for a long time when Wilton has the ball. When Eddieville has the ball, they kind of blow the whistle kind of quick. But 7:16 on the clock here in the third quarter, 24-0. It would be a nice plus to keep them out of the end zone here. Second and five coming up.
They have blown the whistle quick a couple times when we've come out of the pile with the ball. Other than that, they seem to let them push as long as they want to.
All right. Hessler under center, takes a snap, hands it off to that speedster, and he has stopped short again. Good job there. By 25, that's his Hunter Johnson. Good job by him. Bring up third down now. Ball's sitting at about the two. One indeed. And Rockets need to have some penetration here to stop the Beaver attack. I formation behind Hessler. Got a guy over on the right side, guy over here on the left side. Rockets show blitz. And he throws a touchdown, 1 yard touchdown for the Beavers. In the third quarter at the 6:16 mark, Hessler is able to throw a TD pass of 1 yard on the slant for the score. We're going to try to kick the PAT. Left-footed soccer-style kicker. He hasn't had success yet this evening. There's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick, and wouldn't you know, he made it. And there's the Beavers up 31-0. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddieville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddieville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets. And KIIEC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIEC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. To get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. And Coach Sands, that was not what the doctor ordered on that punt attempt to block. Set up the short field for the Beavers, and they made quick work of it, moving, 18 yards, just a few plays, a one-yard pass in for the score.
Yeah, we've had a little trouble anytime we punted tonight, the snap being a little bit high, and that one is definitely the highest one yet.
End-over-end kick. It's going to come to Pixley. Up the gut he comes. Now he tries to reverse the field, and he gets swarmed under. It seems like they think that they can bust it and have enough speed, but Wilton's got the speed tonight, and they are able to pursue and bring him down before he gets to the 25-yard line. Okay, Rockets need to get a couple of first downs. Last time they were only able to get one first down on their possession. Let's see what happens here. 31-0. Wilton with the lead over the Rockets. All right. Pigsley sends him up. Takes the snap. Inside handoff to Archer. Nice job by him. Gets up to the 30-yard line. And good to see Corey get some positive yardage out there. Gain of about 5. Second and 5 coming up from the 30-yard line. Rockets need to move the chains here a couple times. Get some confidence in that offense.
Seemed like kind of the same play they've been running with Archer from that far side, bringing that end around. But this time he turned it up inside the tackle instead of trying to get around outside the end. And there was a little bigger hole there in the middle for him.
All right. Rockets send a guy over here on the right side. In motion is Cody Brown. And they run it straight ahead to neighbor Yeager. And he didn't get anything on that. They'll break third down coming up with 5 to go. 5:15 on the clock here in the third quarter.
Looked like initially Yeager was going to have a little hole up the middle there, but Wilt did a nice job of shedding their tackles. And we had a couple of white jerseys just standing there watching two blue jerseys bring him down.
All right. Maroff on the far side on the left. Bigley under center. Drops back, looking, fires it deep downfield, and Maroff is open. He's got it caught at the 35 and down at the 30-yard line. Blake Maroff with a nice catch and run.
Good throw that time by Pigsley. I thought he was going to wait just a little bit too long. I wasn't sure he had quite enough arm to get the ball there in the wind. Just almost underthrew it, but the Wilton defender was right on top of him. Good coverage. But Blake was able to wrestle it away from him just over the outstretched fingertips of that Wilton defender.
Good job by Pigsley, indeed, into the wind. Yeah, the wind has not let up since halftime. Pigsley hands off to neighbor Yeager. He gets hit as he tries to left side. He's still on his feet. He tries. Finally, they blow the whistle, and they're still shoving him around a little bit. And no gain on that play. Second and 10 going to be coming up. Been hard to come by two great back-to-back plays tonight.
Yeah, like I said, with that Wilton's speed on defense, once that defensive end gets across the line, they're stringing it out to that far side and they have good pursuit.
Maroff to the left. Pigsley under center. Two backs behind him split. There's the snap. Play action. He passes it, and it's incomplete. Intended for Glosser, and it's just off of his gloves. Incomplete pass. And there's a penalty flag. Let's see what happens here. And here comes the man with the white hat.
Glosser must have forgot to put the stickum on his glove.
Well, he's chatting to the Wilt bench, so apparently it's against the Rockets. There's 5, there's 10, there's 15. Holy cow. I didn't even chop block. Okay. That was a big costly penalty. 15 yards on that. Backs them up to about the 48-yard line of Wilton. But they've got to get all the way to the 22 for a first down. Second down. And let's see what happens here. Rockets need to move the chains here. Second down from the 48-yard line. There's the snap. The give. Now they reverse. Oh, he kept it. 34 to Glosser did. He's over on the far side. He's still on the loose. Nice job by Glosser as it gets back past the original line of scrimmage. And there's some extracurricular activity going on, but they didn't throw a flag. Rockets with a nice gain on that play.
What was that 34, did you say, or 32?
Yeah, 34.
That's Van Dorn.
Van Dorn, excuse me. Craig Van Dorn.
Nice fake in the backfield there on that double reverse. And Van Dorn turned on the jets around the corner the first time we were able to get a good break on that outside.
Yeah, that bring up a doable third down and 5 from the 27. Let's go, guys. Let's get 5 yards here. There's a fake. Pixley with it, trying to think about running. Now he passes deep, and it's incomplete. He was trying to hit Maroff there deep, but he couldn't quite make the connection. It's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, Dylan couldn't quite decide if he wanted to run or throw. It looked like he was trying to run initially, but the offensive line must have known he was going to have the option to pass because we didn't have anybody downfield, and he ran around in the backfield a long time before he decided to let that pass go.
Johnson out, Jaeger in. Big fourth down play here. They got to get to the 22-yard line of Wilson. Pigsley under center, takes the snap, hands it to Archer, trying to get, and he gets nowhere fast. So over on down is the ball will go to Wilton, and they will have it at about the 27-yard line.
Again, we talk about those mistakes, and that chop block penalty was a big one there. About that 15-yard penalty, that big run by, you never know about what would happen without that, but back on that 15 yards on top of that, we're inside the red zone.
There's no question about it. That 15-yarder did hurt indeed. That was their third penalty overall unofficially on the night. First one of the second half. Beavers have it at the 27-yard line of their own from the shotgun. Quarterback drops back. Pump fake. Now he fires, and it is picked off and intercepted by Glosser. Good job by Jaron Glosser on the interception.
Nice read that time by Glosser as quarterback looked like he was trying to throw an out route over here to the near sideline. Had to pull that down. Good coverage. Glosser read it underneath. Was able to undercut the route and make a nice interception.
Good job indeed. And he didn't go through the receiver, but he definitely had to take that receiver into account to get that possession of that pass. Good job. That's the second turnover for the Beavers. Pigsley with the ball, and he runs it up the middle. Nice job by Dylan Pigsley as he pushes the pile to the 25-yard line.
And on the spot, that's going to be looks like maybe just half a foot short of a first down, but a nice job that time, kind of that belly option, but there was no option. He just followed that train up to the right tackle. Had about 8 yards before any contact to push it forward for another yard and a half.
Good job indeed by Dylan Pigsley. 31-0. Wilton with the lead at the 2-minute mark here in the third quarter. Maroff split over here on the right side. Jaeger behind with Cody Brown in motion. They give it to Jaeger. He's got the first down and more, and not much more after that. But he does pick the first down up.
Yeah, so good safe play there in that short yardage situation, just trying to pick up that first down. Luckily, Pigsley did get that handed off. Wilton had a guy in the backfield that had a hold of Pigsley just as soon as he handed it to Jaeger.
All right, fresh set of downs. The ball sifts at the 23-yard line. Rockets need to get some scoring out of this, get that goose egg off of the scoreboard. Back split behind Pigsley. He takes the snap, turns, and gives to Hunter Johnson. Hunter Johnson bowls his way to the 20-yard line, and there's a penalty flag, and I think Eddyville is going to get hit with a 15-yard unsportsmanlike. We'll see what happens here. Looked like there was some extracurricular activity just at the waning moments at the end. Personal foul against Eddyville. And that is starting to add up now on the yardage. Back-to-back 15-yarders on the Rockets there, Coach Sands. Doesn't help matters at all. I don't understand why the referees are talking to the coach and then they have to talk about it here. Finally, the referees get it in their head that they got to move the ball back to the 35. Somebody had a cheap shot in there after the play was blown dead, and that hurts like big time for the Rocket offense. Second and 22 from the 35-yard line. There's the snap. Pigsley rolls to his left. He hops one guy, and then he gets hit by the linebacking core. And he got stopped right by that linebacking core there as he gained about 1 or 2 yards.
you know, we talk about the penalty, but sometimes you don't mind those penalties that are hustle plays, or you're just not quite, you're trying to get that block and you just get a little bit of jersey, but unsportsmanlike penalties like that after the play, you just don't like those at all.
All right. Morrow splits to the right side. One guy behind Pixley is Hunter Johnson. Pass by Pixley. He's looking deep downfield. There's Morrow. And Morrow cut off the route, and Pixley overshot his man. And there's a, is that a penalty flag at the 10-yard line?
Yeah, it looked like the Wilton corner kind of stopped and knocked Morrow off his route, made some contact there as he was trying to go get the ball.
Okay, that could help the cause here. Let's see. The referees are talking it over there at the in the middle of the field. And let's see what happens here. The man in the white hat is going to come over and talk to the Wilton pass interference.
They wow.
Rocket. Oh, my goodness gracious. You got to be kidding me.
That's not exactly what I saw. I'm not sure. Not sure what they're seeing down there, but.
Then they just gave the signal that was not catchable. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. Talk about home cooking. You got it here tonight. Pigsley sends Jevin Jensen over on the far side. It's fourth down. There's the snap. He's rolling to his left. There's another penalty flag. Jensen, the pass is broken up. And we'll see what happens here. And I think they're starting to throw the flag every chance they get to see about something. They're talking to the Rockets. They said a holding call on one of the linemen. Dalton Brown can't believe it. They will decline that penalty, and the ball will be taken over on downs for the Beavers at the 33-yard line. Over on downs again, and Rockets have not been able to capitalize on the short field that they've had tonight, Coach Sands.
Yeah, we had some pretty good field position here in the second half, and we're just penalties are getting to us, cutting off that drive at a big time.
All right, here comes the Beavers up to the line of scrimmage. One man left, one man right. The guy in right is in motion. There's the snap. They hand it off to that quick running back, and he's got some room, almost breaks it into the secondary, but he does indeed have that first down yardage for the Beavers in the first play from the line of scrimmage with 14 seconds left. Well, actually, they stopped him short, so it'll be second down coming up. And that will do it for the half. The third quarter. Rockets down 31-0 here as we get set for the fourth quarter from Wilton, Iowa. This isn't the only game in town. We're streaming live all over the world. KIIC also has several other games available on your digital or computer device, including KIIC.1. Albia, Blue Demon. KIIC.2, Sheridan Chargers. KIIC.4, Wayne of Gordon, the Falcons. .5, Davis County Mustangs. .6, North Mahaska Warhawks. .7 is the Pekin Panthers. .8 is the Sigourney Toyota Savage Cobras. And .9, Indianola Indians. And it's always have fun to be here on Friday Night Lights. Jeff Sands with Pat Powers, and we're on the short end of the stick for sure, 31-0, but it has been an entertaining game. We haven't understood all the penalties and all the reasons for why things happen, especially when the lights go out. But the Rockets have been able to do their best, but yet, on the other hand, they've had some major mental mistakes when they've had a chance to move the ball a little bit further. Especially those last two 15-yard penalties really, really hurt the Rockets, especially the unsportsmanlike conduct, and then, of course, the crackback block. A chop block earlier in that series. just come back to haunt you every single time.
Yeah, it actually happened in two separate series. We forget about that little interception in between those two penalties, the 15-yarder chop block to stop the first drive. Then after the interception, the big unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that moved us back and stopped the opportunity inside the 30-yard line.
All right. Not sure why the referees are holding up. Both teams are on the field. They're ready. The head referee is trying to fix the chain. Yeah. Finally get that taken care of. Chain gang must not be the swiftest possum on the road over there. They had him marked in the wrong spot. Of course, that might have been the referee's fault. Let's leave that one well enough.
Well, you never know.
All right. Let's get ready for football here. Fourth quarter is just about ready to start. 31-0. Wilt Beavers with the lead here at homecoming 2013. All right. And now, Wilt.
All that time they took to set the chains, and Wilton's still taking out. Long time getting the play in from the sideline.
All right, Hetzler rolls to his right. He's got a bootleg over here on the right side. He gets hit by Maroff over here at the 45-yard line. First down for the Beavers.
Yeah, we don't have any of the defensive ends getting that penetration across the line like Wilton has been on defense to stop that running game for Wilton to get to the outside, and that time the quarterback was able to get a lot of room over here before Blake was able to come up from the safety spot to make that tackle.
Man to the left, man to the right, two guys behind the quarterback, Hetzler. He hands off to the speedster, Carter, and he spins. He's still on his feet. Nice job by him. He's going to be close to that first down yardage. Snyder, excuse me. 32. I've been saying 22 all night long. All right. Hard to read those doggone numbers. Those blue numbers on the black background are hard to see for me. All right. First down at the Rocket, 34-yard line. Here comes the Beavers. I formation. Hetzler takes a snap. Hands off to the second guy. He's got some running room right up the middle. And the line is starting to shred the hole there for the Beavers.
Yeah, the Wilton running backs are doing a nice job. Once that hole opens up, they're being decisive, using that speed to hit the hole in a hurry. And we're having a hard time of shedding our blocks in time before they get into that secondary.
All right, first and 10 from the 20-yard line comes Wilton. 10:45 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. I formation for the Beavers. There's the snap. They hand it off again, and this time the Rockets defense is able to get some penetration there. 23 was Glosser. He tripped him up. The rest of the Rockets were able to bring him down. Gain of about 4 on that play. They're acting like a well-oiled machine right now. Is the Wilt Beavers up the line of scrimmage? They'll come. They send a guy over to the left, one guy to the right. I formation again for Wilt. Hetzler takes the snap. First guy through, and straight ahead running is what the recipe is now, as he gains about 4 more yards. He's going to bring up 3rd down and about 2. Got any scores there, Coach Sam?
Well, let me see if I can find the Thunderbolt again.
All right. Rockets need to get a turnover or hold them on downs. From the 13-yard line, the Beavers come up 3rd and 2, I formation again. They've been feasting off of the run. Let's see what happens. Yes, right up the gut on the right side. And there is another first down. The Cowboy, Dolph Brown, was able to get a stop in there at the 10-yard line. It'll be 1st and goal from the 10 now for the Beavers. What's the score?
The local scores of interest, Bondurant Ferrara leads Albia 21-16 at the half. Sheraton over Winterset 16-7 at halftime. Wayne leads Moravia 49-0 in the fourth quarter. Davis County 28-7 over Clark at halftime. North Mahaska trails Pekin 19-8 at half.
Hetzler takes the snap. He looks to pass. He's scrambling to his right side. He's under pressure, and down he goes. Aaron Gordon was able to track him down and dump it for a sack all the way back to the 13-yard line.
Nice job that time with Gordon chasing him down to this near sideline. Looks like there are a couple guys in the end zone that, but he decided to pull it down and try to run, and Gordon was able to chase him down.
Clock continues to run, 8:30 in the quarter. Second down and goal from the 12. High formation for the Beavers. There's the snap, the handoff to the second guy. He's got some room on the left side. He's trying to make it out to the outside and got hit by Glosser hard at about the 5-yard line. Nice job by Jaron Glosser to knock him off his top.
Well, like you said, Jaron Glosser has been putting some shots on some kids tonight. It looked like Wilton was going to have the corner and able to get to the flag, but Glosser did a nice job of chasing him down and just leveling him at the sideline.
All right. Out of bounds he goes. They'll stop the clock. Glosser actually comes out for a play.
His head's probably still ringing from last week.
All right, there's the snap. First, second guy, they're pushing the line, and they finally blow it dead. They take forever to blow it dead, but they finally stop it. It'll be fourth down from about the 1-yard line. See what Wilton does. And Wilton is going to go for it. 7:25 on the clock here in the fourth, and a 31-0 lead. They're going to go for it on fourth down and about 1-yard line. High formation for the Beavers. Snap. There's a give to the second guy through, and he barely got in. There was some defensive penetration by the interior line, but he was able to take it in for a 1-yard score.
Yeah, it looked like a pretty good job that time up front on the far side of the defensive line. But he didn't have too far to go to begin with. Basically, all he had to do was fall down once he got to the line of scrimmage.
At the 7:07 mark, they take a 1-yard run and put it in for the score. And that makes the score 37-0 for Wilton. As the kicker comes on, he lines it up. Left-footed soccer-style kicker. Let's see what happens here on this attempt. There's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick. Looks good. And it is good. 38-0 will be the score. Wilton on top. And this will be kind of what we're talking about, Coach Sands. If Coach Keller wants to keep his kids healthy and not get dinged up here at the end of the ball game, start substituting a little more liberally to save themselves, so to speak, for next week.
Right, you hate to start pulling your kids out of the game. A lot of times they'll think of that as you're kind of giving up on it. But with 7 minutes left to go and you're down 38-0 in the fourth quarter, we've got some kids that have been dinged up last week and a few more that are a little bit dinged up this week. I mean, you're looking at some games coming the upcoming weeks where we have a chance to get some wins and put us in position to get into the playoffs. It wouldn't be against better judgment to pull some kids out, try to get them healthy for next week.
You know, honestly, and that's the goal of the team, get that playoff berth. I mean, four teams that get to go to the playoffs, you want to have everybody that you can have. Of course, Iowa City last week had their way with us, 42-12. Wilton, 38-0 here. You don't have anything to gain by scoring any points here this juncture, but I'm not the one making the calls, but a high, short kick coming up. It's going to bounce, and that's a free ball, and Wilton recovers it. And I don't know what the heck is going on with our kick coverage, but they're just watching the ball bounce, and Wilton has it in Eddyville territory at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many times that has to happen for those guys to realize that they need to come up and field that ball instead of just stand there and watch it hit the ground about 5 yards in front of them. It's got enough. When it's that high in the air, that ball's really spinning backwards. When it hits the ground, it's coming back towards Wilton instead of bouncing our way. You got to come up and make a play on that ball instead of waiting for it to come to him.
Well, the Wilton coach isn't showing any mercy. He's still got his number one guys in, and that running back is able to take the ball inside the 15-yard line to about the 10, and there's a penalty flag way at the end here. Let's see what happens here. And
it's like going to be maybe an unsportsmanlike on Dalton Brown talking to the official there, thinking that maybe something happened before whatever he did to get that flag.
All right. Let's see what happens. Referees are still talking. Dead ball, unsportsmanlike against Eddyville. And I'll tell you, the wheels are starting to fall off the bus here for the Rockets, as that was kind of an unnecessary item to have. Ball will sit at about the 5 yard line. So that's 7 more yards of penalties against the Rockets. And they're coming at an inopportune time. Wilton finally calls their first timeout, and I think their coach may want to start thinking about putting in some substitutes possibly. 6:49 on the clock here. Following tonight's game, join the Friday Night Lights crew from the Locker Room Show from 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 FM and 106.9 FM. Coaches from area schools will discuss their games and what's coming up next week. That's the Locker Room Show, live from 10 to midnight following this broadcast on 96.7 and 106.9. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station. And you have any other scores, or did you put the Thunderbolt away?
Oh, it's in here somewhere.
So, next week the Rockets will have homecoming. It's homecoming week. On Monday, it's going to be duct tape day. And so, also Sunday night, you will be able to decorate the halls for 1 hour from 6 to 7 there at the EBF school. Also, they're going to paint the hill. That will happen on Sunday as well. Represent volleyball, represent cross country, represent football, and who knows, even FFA might get in there. Maybe even the band might get in there and represent on the hill this year. We'll see how that works out on Sunday. As Wilton coach is putting in the first stringer still here at the 5 yard line. Hetzler takes it, hands it off to the running back. He tries it over on the far side, and he's able to take it in for a touchdown. 5 yard run for the touchdown.
Just too much speed on that outside as our defensive end and our cornerback over there got caught inside and held up on that block and didn't have a chance to get back to the outside before they were able to get into the end zone.
All right. And scoring less than a half a minute from their other score, Wilton takes it in to blow this open 44-0 with the PATA attempt coming up here. Left-footed soccer-style kicker. There's the snap to hold the step and the kick, and it's blocked, and it's no good, and that'll keep the score at 44-0. And download that free Thunderbolt app. You got it pulled up, Coach Sand?
I'm trying to get some refresh scores here.
All right. Your iTunes or Android store, you get that latest live score updates, live streams, and much more. Looking for a score? Simply click the Scores tab. You'll see up-to-the-minute score updates from KIIC Friday Night Lights Studio. It's free and very easy. Remember, look for the KIIC Thunderbolt app for your smartphone. KIIC Friday Night Lights, all the scores, one station.
Final from Moravia, Wayne 55, Moravia 0.
Wow.
Sigourney up 27-7 over Pella Christian in the second quarter. Bella 31-7 over Kyle Isle at halftime. Williamsburg leads Fairfield 49-7 at halftime. HLV Victor 52-14 over Twin Cedars in the fourth quarter. One of those eight-man scores. They seem to have a lot of fun scoring on those.
You bet.
PCM Monroe 21-6 over I-35 Truro at the half. Oskaloosa leads Norwalk 21-14 at halftime. Centerville 20-16 over Mount Pleasant at half. Melcher Dallas 38, Tri-County 6 in the third quarter. Johnson leads Ankeny 28-24 at halftime. Dallas Center Grimes 21, Knoxville nothing at the half. Atumal leads Marshalltown 14-3 in the third quarter. Montezuma 42-0 over English Valley in the third quarter. Van Buren 28-6 over New London in the fourth quarter. And West Des Moines Valley leads Indianola 31-0 in the third.
All right, Rockets with that kickoff. They fielded it cleanly. Maroff got it up to the 26-yard line. And with 6:02 on the clock, and it's actually running under 6 minutes now, Wiltwood lead 44-0 here as Pigsley is indeed in. Talks to his backs, the split behind him. Man in motion, Cody Brown. They hand it off to, I think it was Hunter Johnson. He gets past the 30 to about the 32-yard line. Nice gain by him on first down. Yep. Johnson, the ball carrier. And so he goes out. Neighbor Yeager comes in. Second and about, make it five. Coming up, good job on first down. Might be too little too late here as we're getting ready to get close to 5 minutes left in the ball game. There's the snap. Pigsley rolls to a drag, tries to fire it. Now he tucks it under, runs it up the field past the 35 to about the 36-yard line. And with that amount of points past 35, the clock will continuously run. And it's going to make quick work at here at the end of the ballgame. That's the Rockets' fourth first down of the second half. Wilton's been able to benefit by the short field tonight and score, you know, within 20, 30 yards. It makes a big difference. Rockets have not been on the other side of the 50-yard line for quite a bit of the night. Pigsley, under center, takes the snap. Oh, it's Brett Wurstad. He hands off to Cody Brown. He gets past the 40-yard line. Good job by Cody on that first down run.
Yeah, the Rockets have shown some signs of some good things here in the second half. Moving the ball a little bit on offense. Defensively, not doing too bad with the short field they've had to work with. Just those big penalties on those, when we had the ball on offense, kind of stopped every bit of momentum we had.
Jace Riley and Aaron Gordon, now you talk about trying to save those kids next week. There was a move right there. Okay, Worstad takes the snap, and he runs it right up the gut, and he slips and falls backwards, and the Beaver defense has quite a little bit of a speed advantage tonight, and it's been obvious from the get-go. The pursuit was just phenomenal on that play.
Now, when you're playing against a speedy defense like this, it's hard to run horizontally or sideways across the field. You need to get that vertical going up north and south running in that field to take advantage of the opponent's speed.
Worst under center. Takes the snap, drops back to pass, fires it. It's incomplete. Looked like it was intended for Maroff, and it had him right in the hands, but he dropped it. Kind of a story of the night.
Not sure if he heard some footsteps there or what exactly happened or if he was trying to make a move before he caught it, but it looked like it was going to be right in his chest. But somehow he didn't come up with it.
Fourth and nine coming up for the Rockets. 2:24 in the clock as the clock continues to run. Even on an incomplete pass, they've got a late guy coming in. That's Neighbor Yeager. And there is the whistle. Coach Keller's going to call timeout. catch the Iowa State Cyclones on 96.7 Saturday tomorrow. Whoops, make that Thursday. Thursday, the Cyclones take on the Longhorns from Texas from Jack Trice Field. Broadcast time is always 2 hours before kickoff, so the Rockets, the Cyclones will be on 96.7 KIIC, Southern Iowa sports leader. Mercy me, the Cyclones played last night down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, came away with a victory against the Golden Hurricane. Kind of weird how Iowa State played Tulsa three different times in 400 days, but that's the way it went this year. Played them early last season in Jack Trice, played them in the Liberty Bowl down in Memphis, where Iowa State lost, and then they played them last night down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'd like to think that Iowa State's done playing Tulsa for a while.
Well, probably not this bowl season the way it looks like so far.
All right. Rockets going for it. Fourth and nine. And Maroff is split left over here. Worst under center. He's got a man in motion. That's Archer. He takes the snap. Rolls to his left. He's under pressure and down he goes. Fumbled on the play. He sacked the quarterback. Separated the football from him. Jumped on the football, recovered the football for the Beavers. They'll have it at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like he came in from the backside. Worst had no idea he was even coming. Looked like he could have put even a harder hit on him than he did, but once he knocked the ball loose, the ball kind of fell right underneath him. I don't even think he knew it was there for a couple seconds, and somebody else kind of jumped on top of him along with the ball.
All right, Beavers with Hetzler still under center. I can't believe they kept him in here the whole game. All right, there's the handoff straight ahead running up the gut. And a scrum is happening. Finally, they call it dead. Bad place for a twisted ankle to occur. A minute left here at Wilton. And Wilton finally has some wholesale changes, except for Hetzler. Well, all right. Casey Dunwoody coming off. And he finally gets off the field. Hetzler under center one more time. Takes the ball, hands it off. Nice running up the middle. And 40 seconds left. I'd like to think that they would take a knee, but I doubt it. 44-0. Here's our score. Third and about one. The Beavers have been able to move the ball at will. Should be the final play of the night. 19 seconds left. And Hetzler isn't even going to bring him up the line of scrimmage. So, surprise, surprise, the Beavers are going to let the clock run out. And they will go with a move to a record of 5 wins and no losses, with a 44-0 victory, and the Rockets moved to 3 wins and 2 losses on the year, 1-2 in District 6 competition, and Annabelle Blakesburg Fremont is going to be doing homecoming next week against the Wapello Indians, and looking for a big victory next week.
Yeah, the Rockets need to bounce back after playing two very good teams on back-to-back weeks with Iowa City, Regina, and Wilton, both atop the District 6 undefeated. Going to have a home game, try to get themselves back on track against Wapello and get ourselves back into the, stay in the thick of things for this race for the playoffs.
Got to be in the top half. They got to be one of the top four teams to make that playoff. And right now we're behind the eight ball with a 1-2 record. A very winnable game next week against the Wapello. Last year, Rockets were confident, but came up short as they, I think they took Wapello a little too lightly and came away with a defeat into the hands of the Indians. Next week could be a week of revenge for the Rockets. Indeed, it's hard to find something positive about the ball game tonight. Rockets had 3 fumbles lost every one of them. They went three and out for a majority of the evening, didn't cross the 50-yard line. When they did cross the 50 here in the third quarter early, they had problems. But I hate to say the play of the game happened very, very early in the second quarter when Wilton had a 6-0 lead. Rockets were inside the 5-yard line, and Pigsley threw a pick that was returned by Hetzler for 103 yards the other way, and that ballooned the score to 12-0. A minute and a half later, actually it was two and a half minutes later, they scored on a 59-yard pass to make it 18-0, and then at halftime it was 24-0, and you couldn't stop the ball from rolling downhill after that.
Yeah, like you said, that 100-and-whatever-yard return for an interception for a touchdown really early in the game, but it was almost like you see the air come out of the boys on the in the first half, especially. They did a pretty good job coming out with a little more fire in the second half, showed some life there on offense, moving it back and forth, but just couldn't take care of the penalties, didn't have a very clean game. Then once things got going the wrong direction, they kind of lost their cool a little bit. Some unnecessary, unsportsmanlike stuff kind of happened, and you just see they were getting a little bit frustrated. Hopefully they can put this behind us and go get back to work on Monday, keep the homecoming festivities from drawing them off track, and get back to business and take care of things on next Friday.
Next Friday, indeed, we will be back at Ike Ryan Field, the friendly confines, to take on the Wapello Indians. But it's a disappointing evening. We're on the short end of the stick here as Wilton rang up 44 points, 44-0 against the Rockets. We want to thank our sponsors for helping us out tonight. Community First Credit Union, Leffler Dirt Works, First Iowa State Bank, Windstream, and Midwest Assisted Living, in particular Maple Ridge Assisted Living there in Oskaloosa. For Jeff Sands, this is Pat Powers. We want to invite you back to KIIC.3 next week as we will be bringing you live the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont homecoming game with the Wapello Indians. Until then, so long and good night.